This is Sing Me a Story by H.T.B. Thomas, read by Mistborn Hero, a Julie and the Phantoms podfic rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Julie Molina and Luke Patterson, as well as Ray Molina. It is tagged for Outsider Point of View. Reveal. Ray finds out. Singing. Summary. Julie's been talking to the air a lot lately. Ray doesn't expect the explanation he gets. In song, no less. Ray heard a laugh from the kitchen, enough that it startled him from his book. He settled back immediately. He had gotten so used to the kids laughing randomly at something on their phones that it didn't strike him as odd until... Oh my god, I can't believe you used to dress like that! It was Julie's voice. Unironically. There was a pause and then she said... Yeah, well, I have proof right here, so... Oh man, he had a few of those ultra-embarrassing fashion mistakes in his past, too. Curious, Ray set the book down and walked quietly towards the kitchen, poking his head in to see what specific fashion mistake Julie was talking about. He frowned when he saw the scene. Julie was sitting on one of the stools around the kitchen island, holding her phone up to show... no one. Strange. You see? She said, making Ray frown in puzzlement. Proof. Then, though he was sure he hadn't made a sound, Julie stiffened and whirled around to look at him, face utterly blank. What? She mouthed, pointing to the AirPods in one ear. Huh, just a phone call. She had been on the phone a lot lately. Didn't kids think phone calls were for other people? Nothing, he mouthed back, waving at her with one hand to keep talking. Julie burst out laughing again. Right? It was not the only odd behavior he had noticed lately, especially since she had started her new band. She spent a lot of time alone in the studio, or in the backyard, or in her room, talking to the air. He had checked for a phone, for earbuds, for that hollow projector, but there was nothing. If she noticed him, suddenly she acted as if she had not been having a full one-sided conversation with the air, but when he caught her doing things like this... It's nice, isn't it? Julie's feet were swinging slowly back and forth as she sat on the wrought iron bench. To be able to hold your hand. Ray looked more closely, squinting to see. Julie's hand rested, palm up. The fingers curled inwards as if she was really holding someone's hand. But, as usual, there was no one there on the bench with her. Her head tilted to the side, and she blushed. Ray didn't know what was going on, and it was starting to concern him. But Julie was so happy these days, finally coming out of the funk she had been in for so long after her mother's death. He turned away from the window, and there was Carlos, standing beside him, gazing out of the same window. How long had he been there? Outside, Julie giggled, and Carlos's face twisted into a fond smile. Nice to see her happy, he said. I was thinking the same thing, Ray agreed, though he wasn't sure that he and Carlos were thinking the same thing. Ah, young love, Carlos said, his voice as wistful as a middle-aged man. Then he walked off before Ray could ask what the heck that meant. It was the sound of the piano that drew him this time. Julie was working on something new, it sounded like. It was not one of the songs she had been playing in the gigs he had taken her to. It was slow, emotional, filled with words of hope. Then the broken chords arpeggiated to the top of the keyboard and faded away, and she said, "Well, what do you think?" Who was he talking to? Someone on the phone again? Flynn? He didn't hear anyone answer, but after about 10 seconds, Julie said, "You think so? Maybe from the second chorus?" And then she started to play again. The door to the studio was cracked open just slightly, so he crept over to peek through. As far as he could see, there was no one else there. No phone on the lid of the piano. Julie swayed as she played, so similarly to what her mom had done that it almost stopped his heart. She sang the words he had heard earlier, but suddenly there was another voice and... poof! Luke was sitting on the bench beside Julie, his voice harmonizing with hers so sweetly it was as if they had been practicing this song for years, not just this minute. Did she have the holoprojector on? Where was the rest of the band? Even though he didn't really understand what was going on, he got caught up in the beauty of the song, even as Julie's and Luke's heads came towards each other, as they held the last note and Luke's lips angled towards hers. Whoa! How was that even? Julie whipped her head towards the door, and Luke's eyes went wide before he disappeared. Ray didn't mean to say those words out loud, but he must have. "Sorry, honey," he said, pushing the door open to come inside. "Your singing was so lovely, and I didn't mean to intrude on that." Moment with a holographic boy? What was that, anyway? He searched the floor, the ceiling, the walls, for any sign of a projector. Julie bit her lip. She turned her head towards the bench where Luke had been a minute ago, and her mouth opened in shock. "Really? I don't know." Ray shook his head, worry clutching his heart in a painful fist. Now she was talking to phantoms, like the name of her band. "Honey, are you okay? You've been working so hard on your songs, and maybe you are lying awake at night thinking about them, not getting enough rest. Your mom used to do that, too, you know. I could make you a cup of hot cocoa." He put a gentle hand on her shoulder. Julie ignored Ray's hand and talked to her phantom again. "I know we talked about it, but I thought we were gonna wait until, you know." She listened to something for a moment and then said, "Okay, what should I play?" She turned back to the piano and started playing a series of chords with a simple bass line. Nothing he recognized, just a general C, F, G, repeating progression. "Start when you are ready," she sang. "I'm ready," sang Luke, appearing back on the bench beside Julie. "This feels really weird," he continued in song, "like an opera or something." "I guess it does," Julie sang back. Ray had no idea what was going on, but he shrugged and sang what he was thinking.
"What exactly is going on here?"
"Dad, you don't have to sing," Julie sang. Then she let out a laugh and spoke, although she kept playing the chord progression. "Actually, I don't have to sing either."
"But I like it when you sing,"
Luke sang. Julie blushed and sang,
"I know you do."
If this wasn't the weirdest courtship ritual Ray had ever seen.
"Anyway, it's just me,"
Luke sang, focusing back on Ray again. You can see me unless I'm singing or playing an instrument. No one can. He looked towards Julie. Except your daughter.
Wait, this didn't make any sense. Ray's brows creased in confusion. No one? Not even your family's back, wherever it is that you live?
Luke shook his head in time to the beat.
Actually, Julie said, it isn't so much where he lives.
It's living at all, Luke sang. He seemed to swallow. Mr. Molina, sir, I'm a ghost.
What the heck? Ray needed a chair. Instead, he rocked back and braced himself on the wall. Julie threw a concerned glance at Luke, but she didn't get up, didn't stop playing.
Dad, are you okay?
Are you kids playing a joke or something? That had to be it. You're going to post it on TikTok for laughs later. I remember the way Flynn was going on and on about social media presence and all that.
I know it seems hard to believe that, but it's true, Julie said, and she had this look on her face that he had seen over and over since she was a little girl. She believed it, completely. She was telling the truth, as she knew it, at least.
Dad, over there, in my backpack, there's a city, Sunset Curve. Look at the photo, the liner notes.
Julie didn't stop playing as Ray walked over to her backpack and found the city inside, tucked between a notebook and her pencil case. Sitting on the sofa, he opened the city case. The city itself looked well played. The liner notes faded with time. He was sure he had never heard of this band before, but the faces on the band photo were very familiar to him. Luke, Reggie, Alex. And one face that wasn't in Julie's band, but seemed familiar. He frowned again and looked up.
Who's... Let me tell you the story.
Luke sang, leaving the piano bench and walking over to sit on the arm of the sofa. For the next several minutes, Luke, with interludes from Julie, sang to him the story of the rise and tragic fall of Sunset Curve, how he and Julie had met, how they had discovered that she could see them, and so could others when they were playing music, how they were solid to Julie now, a recent thing, and how Luke and Julie started to fall for each other. The whole time he listened to the story, Ray turned the case over in his hand, realizing that even though he hadn't even heard of Sunset Curve, he had definitely heard most of the songs on the demo, like Long Weekend. He and Rose used to dance to that song the same summer she had introduced him to Trevor Wilson. Luke stopped singing his story mid-sentence, and Julie's fingers fumbled to a stop on the keys. He looked up in surprise to see Luke's pained expression. Then he disappeared.
Wait, no, what's wrong?
Ray asked, tossing the CD to the side and standing. Julie sighed. Trevor Wilson? He stole Luke's songs after the guys died. He got famous of them.
Really?
Ray picked up the CD case again and studied the photo. Now that he knew where he had seen the fourth member, it was a slightly younger version of Trevor, maybe a year or two before Rose had introduced him. And somehow, with that small detail, the truth hit him for real.
So you've been writing music with, playing in a band with, and spending all this time with a bunch of ghosts? Literal phantoms?
Julie gave him a shrug.
And now you're dating one of them?
She bit her lip and gave him a nod. He was glad he was sitting down now. This was a lot.
But was this okay?
Ray wanted to tell her no. No way, this is insane. You're a teenage girl with your whole life ahead of you and looks an actual ghost from 1995. But then he remembered how Julie was smiling and happy, singing and writing music again for the first time since her mother had died. He remembered that her new boyfriend was responsible for a lot of this. But how was this gonna work? He said the only thing he could say. If it makes you happy. Julie nodded, still playing, and Luke appeared to kiss her sweetly on the cheek. Suddenly, Reggie popped into visibility. Oh, it definitely does. He sang. Alex followed right after, joining Reggie in harmony. Totally. Cut it out, you guys. Luke sang, shouted at his friends, and Julie giggled. Ray sat back and watched it all with a bit of disbelief and happiness. Yeah, that was happiness. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for ITPE 2023 as a treat for Orchata. I saw that someone was asking for Julie and the Phantom Speak and zoomed over to see, and you were actually asking for Julie and Luke, which is my ODP of the series. And so anyway, I actually meant to read a lot more, but I decided to check your bookmarks first, and this was the only bookmark you had for Julie and Luke. And it's actually exactly the kind of fic that I love. Just Ray finding out about the ghosts, because I just really like that trope. I don't think you see it enough in the fandom, because the fandom likes writing everyone is alive or everyone is older fics a lot. Or at least they did when I was primarily reading in the fandom. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed. I did my best with the singing bits. I read it and I was like, oh, this is gonna be terrible, but also it's gonna be fun. But also, I'm not gonna keep a tune for the whole thing, because I am not that good a music person. So it's just gonna be me singing whatever tune I can put at the moment on the specific line. And if it doesn't line up with everything else, then I don't care. So now I'm gonna edit the bloopers of whatever other attempts I did before I got to the actual lines. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today. Start when you're ready. Start when you're ready. This feels really weird. Sometimes it feels. Sometimes I feel lost and alone. Start when you are ready. I'm ready. What exactly is going on right here? What exactly is going on here? Dad, you don't have to sing. But I like it when you sing. But I like it when you sing. Anyway, it's just me. I know it seems hard to believe. But it's true. Oh, it definitely does. Fuck. It definitely does. Cut it out, you guys.